Well, Larry, come on in around the campfire, buddy, and pull up a log. And I want to hear about your trip down to Mexico, your hunt down there.
You know, we have so many great opportunities for hunting all throughout the central part of the U.S. and even up into Canada. But I also like to go down into Sonora, Mexico. They've got a little white-tailed deer down there that if you compared it to some of the ones we see on the plains, somebody would go, why in the world would you want to hunt that little rascal? Because basically a really big buck will weigh about 105, 110 pounds, and they are sneaky, to say the least. I mean, these little animals, they live down in the high desert, kind of in the higher mountains, down to the edge of the plains, and it's kind of like hunting desert bighorn sheep. You spend a lot of time glassing, trying to find out where they are, and then once you spot them, then you start trying to figure out how to get closer to them. But these animals, they blend in so well with their surroundings and habitat that they disappear in broad sight sometimes. So they're just truly a challenge to hunt, and they're found primarily down in Sonora, Mexico, and in Arizona, and little bit into the kind of the southwestern part of New Mexico. They were named after a surgeon, a cavalry surgeon many years ago, whose name was actually Elliot Cowes, but it's spelled C-O-U-E-S, and most people these days pronounce it as Coos deer.
Right, Larry. Well, you know, one thing that I do know about the Coos deer and that country down there, good optics and glassing is the name of the game, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you spend so much of the time sitting in one spot and just literally pulling apart the hillside that you're looking at. So a lot of times we set up, I use a tripod and a spotting scope, and usually use Zeiss optics when we're glassing either with the binocular or spotting scope, and you just kind of look at one spot, and then you move over just a little bit, and then about an hour later you come back to that same spot, and as the sun changes, angles, you start seeing little things that are a little bit different in the past, and a lot of times you're actually even looking for shadows of deer as much as you are the deer themselves, or maybe just a glint off an antler or shine off the nose or the eyes. And so, I mean, they are, as I said, they're extremely, extremely challenging to hunt.
Larry, I've never been down into Mexico to hunt the Coos deer. I've got a buddy, Mr. Ward, down in Arizona, that's a pretty well-known Coos deer outfitter in Arizona, and one of these times I'm going to take him up on it. You shot this deer at an extremely long distance, Larry, but I know that you were practiced and you were prepared for the shot, but I think you killed that deer at around 500 yards, didn't you?
I did. I am not a proponent, as you well know, of long-range shooting in any sense of the word, but if you're going to go all the way to Mexico, where long-range shooting is a possibility if you want to try to get the animal that you're after. You know, I spent a lot of time on the FDW ranch with their going through their sportsman all-terrain, all-weather marksmanship course, and they teach you how to shoot long-range. And so in this instance, I set up, had my Ruger American rifle set up, and I knew exactly where that bullet was going to strike at different distances. And that's a very important one if you're going to go hunt down there. I got really fortunate. I mean, when you talk about Boone and Crockett scores, a Boone and Crockett whitetail is typically has to score 170, and if you're into scoring kind of thing, I got very fortunate on this deer that I shot where he gross scored 135, and he's going to probably net at about 120. It only takes 110 to get into the record book with a Coos deer, so that gives you kind of a size comparison as well. But again, like I say, these animals, they're a little bit different from a regular whitetail. When they run, whitetail buck, he's got his tail up high up in the air and flagging it. And when these little Coos deer run, they'll carry their tail and it comes down almost parallel to their back when they run, when they've got the tail up. So a few little differences there beyond the size itself.
Well, I've seen mounts of a lot of my buddies that's killed Coos deer, Larry, and honestly, even rifle hunting down there, one that's got 90 inches of antler is considered a pretty dang good deer, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you saw a 90-inch buck in a lot of the areas where people are interested in quality deer throughout the plains, they'd say, well, that's a halfway decent yearling. But when you get above that 90 with a Coos deer, you're talking about a big, mature deer to start with.
It is. Well, Larry, I tell you what, I guess we need to kick these coals around, put our fire out, but hopefully you can get right back here with me at this time next week. We'll have some more fun and talk about hunting. What do you say?
I can't imagine talking about anything else.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. And Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.